Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim Blasingame, he's the cyber king of small business. Search Google for small business expert, and he's tops on the list.
I guess that makes you number one.
He's number one on Google and number one in our hearts.
Aww.
He's Jim Blasingame, the small business advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having our good friend Peter Meyer back on the show. Peter's a great member of our Brain Trust. He's been hanging out with us a long time. The founder and the principal of the Meyer Group, author of two of my favorite books, Warp Speed Growth and Creating and Dominating New Markets. That one, that last one especially, I quote it quite often here on the show, even when Peter's not here. And he's our good friend Peter Meyer. Welcome back to the show.
Jim, it's a pleasure to be here. Thank you.
It's good to have you back. And by the way, folks, those are just two of Peter's books. Okay, Peter, the one of the things that I'd like to talk a lot about on the show, because I think it's really important, is customer expectations. And I talk about the fact that they're changing at light speed. And that's, and where that would have been hyperbole 20 years ago, it's not hyperbole today. They literally are changing at light speed. But then when I think about ourselves, maybe there's a word that you use or that you've been using lately that probably fits the equivalent of expectations for ourselves, and you call it aspiration. Tell us about that.
Well, I'll start with a real quick story. I was having lunch with a friend of mine named Matt. He's a long history of successful executive, recently got a nice buyout, but he's not ready to stop. He wants to continue to work, and his aspirations for continuing to work are not necessarily about getting more money or more bright and shiny objects.
Mm-hmm.
His aspirations are to get that sense of success and that motivation from improving himself. And those aspirations are good for him, but they don't necessarily align with the businesses that want to hire him.
Mm-hmm.
Most companies have business aspirations, and he, like a lot of other really good executives or managers or business owners, really has a sense of, I want to do this because I want to improve myself, my business, and going back to your point, to do a better job of serving customers.
Mm-hmm. And so that's a little for the employers. That's a little squishy, isn't it?
It is. And so many employers offer more bright and shiny objects, like bonuses or more vacation time or a car or whatever. That's a mismatch between a really good employee and a business. Mm-hmm. And the loser in that case is both. You don't want that. You want to win going into next year. You want to set up to win as much as possible.
Mm-hmm. In terms of corporate America, especially, which indicated, it sounded like you were indicating that was the representative employers. Is corporate America set up to preclude a person like your friend Matt from being part of their world? Are they just completely diametrically opposed, those two aspirations?
No, they're not. But the habit has been in corporate America to take people like Matt and put them in a box,
mm-hmm.
and say, follow my lead and
cookie
do the
cutter
way I want to do it. And that's not good for Matt, and it leaves Matt available for a small business opportunity.
That's a really good point. I'm glad you said that, because I've been saying for a long time, we probably talked about this when you were on the show before, Peter. I said for a long time that especially even during the last decade, corporate America has gotten to the point where if there are plenty of solid people, capable people who would like to have a little more fun, maybe they don't want to make, maybe they don't need to get rich, you know, get richer. They want to have more fun. They want to make a difference. They want to feel like that they're accomplishing something. They're contributing something rather than just moving digits and things like that. And that's an opportunity for small businesses to poach some of that management, isn't it?
It absolutely is. If you take a guy like Matt and you say, I'll give you a bonus, or I'll give you a chance to, you know, to satisfy your internal needs, he'll go for this chance to satisfy the internal needs. Money is good.
Yep.
And taking care of yourself is better.
So I've been talking about worrying about the big guys poaching your people. Maybe we could turn the tables on that. We're going to see what Peter has to say about that a little bit more after the break. 2022. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.